Brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors, Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. Well, not the whole orchestra. Coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And joining with us this morning on a 1400 K1 Community Connection, Operations Director for the Bartlesville Symphony, Molly Collins, and of course, Maestro Lauren Green. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning.
And looking forward to more great music coming up here in, well, real soon.
Well, we try to keep it coming. And every month or so, we've got something new. And this month, of course, being it's February, we have gone, I think, our third year in a row to present a great concert around the theme of romance and Valentine's.
I think it has worked for you. Let's keep it going for a while.
It has. It's a fun idea for a concert. Plus, it gives me a great opportunity to just sort of do just about anything.
Well, you know, more, a lot of pop music was written around the theme of love.
But of course.
So much of the quote serious music is in there, but we have to look for it somehow.
It's true, and love has been a theme all the way through, and music has somehow been the great vehicle for it, expressing it. And so whether it be pop music or folk music or serious quote classical music, whatever, love is often the predominant theme, whether it's happy love or tragic love or something.
I mean the Liebestod has its place, but I'm not sure you're ready for Valentine's Day.
No, probably not. It doesn't have a good ending. But it's very passionate in the middle.
It's a wonderful piece of music. But we need to write a alternate ending.
And for those of you who are not up on your German, Liebestod literally means love, death. Yeah. And it's from a Wagner opera. It's wonderful symphonic music and builds to huge, passionate climaxes. But as you might guess, as I say, it doesn't end well for the characters. Love will do that for you. And actually, you know, in this concert, it's fun. Why I say it's fun for me is because we do pops music, we do some classical, we do some middle of the road. We try to get a huge variety of music on this concert, all within the theme of love. And so it's great to sort of mix and match all these different musical styles and to show that, you know, a symphony orchestra is not limited to just one little thing, but we can express things in all sorts of musical genres.
And, I mean, you've got extremely talented musicians and a local orchestra that we need to spotlight, that you are versatile, that you do something other than, although I think it would be great, you know, nine symphonies by Beethoven. It'd take you, all year.
Well, of course, you know, and that's the challenge with a symphony in this day and age, is to find ways to reach an audience, to reach many audiences, I guess we should say, that all have their own musical tastes and desires and preferences and entertainment. And a symphony certainly did come out of the concept of a symphony out of serious classical music in the 1700s, 1800s, and into the 20th century. And so there is that we do, and it's at the core of what we do. But yet there's also a much expanded role that a symphony plays in terms of entertainment and just touching people's lives where they're at, not so much where the symphony's at. And so that's why we try to do a variety of music, and especially on this concert, we just mix and match left and right.
And as I look at the list of works that you're going to be presenting, everything from something basically instrumental or incidental music for Shakespeare all the way through Rodgers and Hammerstein.
There is a little sub-thread through this concert of Shakespeare. We are doing a few pieces from some classic Shakespeare movies in the, I guess, probably 50s that were scored by William Walton, an otherwise classical composer. And these are just little two-minute ditties, but they're beautiful evocations of love, one from Henry V and one from Richard III. We're also doing some music about Romeo and Juliet, probably mm-hmm. the two classic Shakespearean lovers. We're also opening with some just didn't, extremely...
Didn't end well either.
No, that didn't end. Although in the Berlioz,
yeah.
she does come back to life. They do use the alternate version, I think, but we won't go there. Anyway, we're opening the concert with some wonderful movie music that I discovered from one of the Kenneth Branagh films. This is about Much Ado About Nothing, mm-hmm. Shakespeare. It came out in the 90s and starred everybody from Keanu Reeves to Denzel Washington, but they're all doing Shakespeare. But the music by Patrick Doyle is just astounding, and we're doing the overture to that movie, which is literally the whole opening scene. My score actually has the seconds, number of seconds marked at each measure and exactly what the action on the screen is at that point. And so it is the real stuff. And it's fun. It's just really rambunctious.
And that's something that this orchestra has done as far as doing things to a film, but we're not doing it this time.
No, it's not to the film. I was tempted. The ending of that movie is just astounding. It's about a four-minute take, single mm-hmm. take, where they're all singing a song and the camera travels through the castle and they're all dancing and singing and and then it ends up in the middle of the air. I don't know how they did it. But anyway, we're not doing the ending, but we are doing the beginning. And it's fun music. Patrick Doyle writes amazing mm-hmm. movie music, and very much in a symphonic bent, sort of like John Williams, of just utilizing the full orchestra to all its powers.
And I think power is an interesting term on that one, because if I remember this piece, it is... it's not a simple piece to play.
No, it's not. The orchestra is complaining a little bit about all the 32nd notes up and down and all around, but the final product is just really fun.
Well, that's so great. So yeah. that opens...
That opens the concert. And so we go back and forth between music like that and then a few classical selections, some what I call potted palm music from sort of the turn of the century or the last century that would have been played by hotel orchestras or something. There's a piece by Elgar, Salut d'Amour, and Ich liebe dich, I love you, by Grieg, and some of these things. But then we're doing some more contemporary pop standards. Stardust, Somewhere Out There from the 80s, mm-hmm. The movie American Tale, and a piece by Mancini. So we cover the 20th century in the pop genre as well. So it's just fun.
Well, it is. And this is, again, an opportunity to just highlight our local musicians that have been a staple for decades.
It is. The orchestra is really the star of this show. Although we might add, we do have a special guest, and we're really excited about this special guest coming to join us in this. Her name is Tiffany Coburn, and she's a wonderful singer from Florida. She works out of Epcot Center and has worked there for many years, singing there. She sings with some well-known vocal groups as well. Voctive is one. You see them on YouTube a lot. And they're a wonderful, tight a cappella group. And so Tiffany's coming and bringing several arrangements that she's actually borrowed from none other than Sandy Patty, who's a friend of hers. And so we'll be doing several big Sandy Patty sort of type arrangements. I Hear a Song, Love in Any Language, No Finer Man, and the Rodgers and Hammerstein, You'll Never Walk Alone, among others. So that'll be interspersed. So yeah. That'll add a nice variety.
Well, that's great. You would look at a little bit of everything, some that you'll probably be tempted to sing along with, and others you'll just sit back and close your eyes and be carried away.
Absolutely. We designed this to be a great night out for the entire family, but especially for your special someone who it might be a nice way to just get out and spend some time with them.
Sounds great. Yeah. We will continue to preview this special presentation coming up this weekend for you at the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra when we continue to spotlight the Symphony Orchestra in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning on Community Connection on 1400 K1, again, spending, well, the first half almost exclusively with Lauren Green, but yes, Molly is in the studio with us. And Molly, this is an opportunity, I think, for people to just make a big date night out of it. Maybe you have some dinner on the town or come in early and make sure they get the pre-concert visit with Lauren and just have a wonderful Valentine-related evening.
Absolutely. And we've worked with Price Tower, the Copper Bar and Restaurant. They have a new chef, Chef Jimmy, who won the Right Chef. And we've partnered together to do a date night package. So for one price, $250, you can get a tour of their gallery. You can get a three-course meal, some roses, some champagne, and then you can come over and enjoy us at the Symphony where you get two tickets. So it's basically one price and you get it all.
That really makes it easy.
Yes.
And I think that's something that the Symphony has kind of done very well over the years, trying to pair this with that and dinner and a concert. How much better does it get?
Right. And, you know, one-stop shop, just make a phone call to us at the Symphony or go online, www.bsook.org, and we will hook you up for your Valentine's Day.
Since you mentioned give us a call, let's get the phone number out there.
Our phone number is 918-336-2787.
Okay. We'll try to remind folks of that at the end and make sure they can either write that down or put it in their phone and give you a call here sometime after you get off the air. I don't know if anybody's manning the phone right now, but we'll say after we get off the air.
We'll always get the messages. Don't worry.
Well, okay. How did you manage to hook up with Price Tower? And, of course, the chef hasn't been there that long, so this is really an opportunity for people to go try it out for the first time.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, at our November concert, they were actually having the Right Chef competition at the same time we were having our show, so yeah. We were eagerly awaiting to see who would win that. Chef Jimmy came up, I believe, from Houston, originally from Puerto Rico, and we waited a tick to make sure that he was got his feet underneath him and then approached them and said, hey, can we make this partnership happen? They've been great supporters of us this season so far, giving us hotel rooms for our guest artists. Our guest artist, Tiffany, will also stay at the Price Tower this time. And also one of our board members who works there gives them a free tour. So we very much enjoyed that partnership and are so glad that they're literally right next door so that they can show anybody who comes to perform with us what Bartlesville is really about.
Well, it makes it for a nice pairing. I mean, obviously the two structures, both kind of the out of the Taliesin West folks, so architecturally they're similar.
Yes.
And now you're pairing music and a great meal.
Music and a great meal, yes. I've eaten there 2 weeks in a row. I can tell you that it is very good. Chef is willing to do all dietary needs, so if you have something that you want or need, you just work with them.
Has he set forth a menu that is part of the package? Or?
Yep. Yeah, there are two. You can choose from two different options for each of your, your entree, your appetizer, and your dessert.
Okay. So, again, you're not tied into, quote, meat and potatoes if you're looking for something better.
Right.
Okay.
Got some fish on the menu, got some great desserts, so.
Oh, sounds like a wonderful meal. So, there's probably, and the seatings are limited because we want everybody to get there on time for the concert.
Absolutely. It is a sort of a limited time offer. Probably today and tomorrow are the last times we can take reservations because they need to purchase their food and make their menu. So, yeah, get on it.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful item. So, again, give them a call at the Symphony Orchestra office or go online to the website.
Yep, www.bsook.org.
Okay. Sounds like a great deal and certainly a pairing. This is your first full year with the Symphony, and we're getting to know you a little bit better, and I'm sure that you're getting to know your audience a little bit better, too.
Yes, we want to do what we can to get all types of folks involved in the Symphony. It's been a crash course for me. I have a background in higher education and nonprofit management, but the music part is brand new. Ask Maestro. I'm asking questions all the time and making suggestions that are not really well-educated and founded, but I try.
A good idea is a good idea, and
right.
If not, he will politely say thanks, but no thanks, I'm sure.
Right. There's kind of a three-legged stool for the Symphony in terms of operations and organization. We have our development folks who find the money. That's Randy. We have me, who makes sure that there's something that the money is being spent on, and then Maestro, who's the music man for the organization and has the history, has been there the longest. So
and doesn't resemble Harold Hill at all, but anyway.
No, it has been a great learning opportunity. I really enjoy the Symphony. Try to get my friends to come out as much as I can. Try to expose my child to different music. Try to expose the community to different things.
And that's the nice thing about our Symphony, and Lauren already alluded to that it's not just the traditional symphonic fair. You're trying to meet the musical needs of the entire area, and love in this case, but we got other concerts throughout the year that we'll look at something different? Like, you just opened the year already with Jimmy Webb. So.
Right, yes. Jimmy Webb to the Classics with Sarah to Moving to Love. In March, we will celebrate ourselves, our 60th Diamond Anniversary celebration, and we will end our season with the Annie Moses Band. So we really have something for anybody. We're in the midst of planning our 60th Celebration Gala, which is April 7th at Hillcrest. So we try to make sure that we hit all of our bases to get all of... from families to sheer folks who love classical music to come out and celebrate us and have a good time.
Speaking of the gala, that has been a local hit for some time. Mm-hmm. Usually you've got some great auction items. It's a fun evening, again, with a great meal.
Right, yep. This time we are going a different way. We're getting some dueling pianos coming from Oklahoma City to be our entertainment, as well as having some symphony members help us open up the event as well. We want to make sure that whatever we do, there's music is a part of it, because that's what we do, is music. So this year we're very excited about bringing in an outfit from Oklahoma City to do some dueling pianos, working on those auction items. If you'd like to donate, let us know. And we're going from there.
Well, it sounds like a fun item. I'm sure we'll talk more about it as we get closer to that first weekend in April.
Yes, absolutely.
If people would like to pick up tickets for the rest of the concerts, they're available on your website as well, I'm sure.
Yep, you can check out the Bartlesville Community website. You can check out their box office or just give us a call.
Or the nice thing about the Community Center box office, I haven't tried it on your website, but you can choose your ticket right online. And if you like to sit on the right side or left side or
right.
Down close or halfway
our
back.
Our website will redirect you to the Community Centers. And so they just take care of it all.
Yeah, we have all different price points, $19, $29, and $39. So, and if it's really cost prohibitive, call our office and we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay. You do so many things, Lauren, whether it's the sixth graders or just other things. And, of course, your young artists concert, again, a highlight of the year for you.
Right. We did just finish last month our young artist competition, and we had a winner, Marcus Clowen, who will be playing the violin on our March concert. And he'll be doing a movement of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. And it's amazing to realize that we've done that competition every year, except maybe my first year. So it's like 39 years old. And with one or two or three winners every year, we have a wonderful group of so-called kids who are now grown-ups, some of whom are excelling in the business and some of whom went on to other things.
One or two of them actually still play with the orchestra, don't they?
Actually, we do have some or are in the area. One, for instance, Mike Nicholson is principal second violin with the Tulsa Symphony, and many have had are having national careers even, and or international careers in some cases. So we're real proud of that and the way we try to foster, with our limited ability, we still try to foster music education in our community. And we're in discussion on some amazing plans that may be publicized here in the next few months of even new ways to reach kids.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
So bringing along the next generation of audience members and bringing people who will find every genre enjoyable.
I think so. And this upcoming concert would be a prime example of something great to bring the kids to. It's not a kid's show, but it's, the pieces are short. It's fast moving, a variety of styles, and it would really be fun for the whole family.
Well, it all starts, again, if you choose, at the Price Tower with the evening meal, and what a great dinner it sounds like, and then a few minutes with you informally before the concert begins.
We meet at 7 o'clock, 6:30. I got to get my times right. 6:30 before the concert for a half an hour, and I tell about the program and usually talk with the soloist on the bill. And then at 7:30, we do the concert and have a great time. And usually there's a chance afterwards to meet the players, meet the conductor, meet the soloists, and meet the rest of the audience.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It is going to be an outstanding evening all the way for you to celebrate Valentine's Day with an evening themed on love. And so get your tickets now. One more time on the telephone number to call for tickets.
You can call the BCC box office at 918-336-2787 or our website, www.bcc.org.
Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9 at K1.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. The State Corporation.